Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, one and all. My name is Amos A. Nunn, the Incognito, the Black Fact Checker, live and on the air. My apologies for yesterday's missing broadcast announced for 8 p.m. It was storming here. We had some inclement weather. And just to let folks know, I am at an undisclosed location, surrounded by a lot of electronics here in my studio / office of investigation. I remain forever anonymous, but I also want to remain alive. And so when there are storms, when I hear thunder accompanied with lightning, I do the prudent thing. I turn off all things electric and I exit stage left. So my apologies, but today we are going to make up for yesterday's broadcast. This is a 2-hour show. Again, folks, I'm determined to do this thing. I want to let people know that there is a movement afoot. There is progress being made in the Black community. I think it's good news even for decent white folk who want to see us do well. I promote the agenda, and the agenda points specifically to the only group of people on this planet devoid of a homeland. And so the agenda points to the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas. That's what I'm talking about. And by geographical enslavement, that is our current condition. I don't care that you think you are free. I wrote an article about freedom. I shared it. It is an illusion, folks. We do not have freedom. What we have is release. What we have is free movement. But freedom is something that yet has to darken our door, to lighten our door. How about that? So call me at 563-999-3653. I'm going to do this till I either die or run out of the resources to do so. There will come a time when I ask folks who listen to us for support, because I believe this is a noble cause. I believe that what I am trying to do simply impart a new way of thinking, a new way of viewing your place in the Americas as the progeny of slaves. They tell us that we need to forget about slavery. We need to forget that slavery happened. I got to tell you, folks, slavery did happen. It has affected the lives of Black people in this country and in the Americas for centuries. It continues to do so. We will never, ever, ever crawl out from under the fact that we were an enslaved group of people that are now devoid of a homeland. And it's a sad state of affairs. It is prophetic in some respect, folks that adhere to biblical prophecy. I do. I just don't promote it per se. That's why I have Devon Smith, who will be on shortly to discuss some biblical prophecy. But I will tell you this, folks, it is time for Black people in this country to wake up. It is time for people of this of color in this country to accept the fact that the majority, the controlling dominant society in this country does not want us here, does not want us in their presence, does not want us around. And so I call for separation. Now, some look at that and say, well, you're about segregation. And no. Listen, if separation and resegregation and departing from the presence of white people who hate us is that makes you uncomfortable, I've thought of a new way to put the first principle. We got to regroup. How about that, folks? We as Black people in this America have to regroup. We were more unified in the era they are trying so desperately to drag us back screaming and kicking into, the 50s. Donald Trump is a product of the 50s, folks. In the 50s is when we were Negroes and we didn't look white people in the eye. And, you did something wrong, got your fucking head handed to you, and there's pretty much nothing you could do about it. You stayed in your lane. You were told to. You weren't allowed to drink water. You weren't allowed to use their bathrooms. You weren't allowed to sit the front of the bus. You weren't allowed to do anything because they didn't want an ass around. And that's the sentiment today. If you don't believe that they don't want you around, please do yourself a favor and start looking at the headlines. Because the headlines don't lie, folks. They tell you who we are to them and what we mean to them. I mean, you got to think of it. It's an underlying attitude. It's a character trait. Whatever you want to call it, I don't care. Fact of the matter is, we suffer from being black in this country. I don't go out much. Hell no, I don't. I stay in my lane. I stay in my house. I'm trying to do this every day for, 3 hours a day. That's my goal. I want to be on the air for 3 hours every day, and I want to get the word out that we need to adjust our damn attitudes. That's all. I'm not talking about open revolt. I tweeted about it yesterday. I'm talking about open retreat. For God's sake, people. Stay the hell away from them. They don't want you around. In fact, why not regroup and let's straighten our own selves out? Let's take the opportunity they've expressed in not wanting us in their presence and let's regroup. Let's gather unto ourselves. Let's develop a new attitude. Let's commit to educating ourselves. Let's commit to looking up and checking the facts. I make the claim I am the black fact checker. I intend to do thousands of shows. I haven't even begun my foot in your mental asses, folks. I'm here for you. I want you to call me at 563-999-3653 if you don't like what I'm saying. I want you to call me at 563-999-3653 if you do like what I'm saying. Okay, so here's the deal. I got Devon Smith about to come on with me. I just answered the call. I want him to give me just about, I would say, maybe 10 more minutes of intro because he's going to be on for the remainder of the show. I'm going to interview him. So if he would give me till about 10:20 and then give me a call back, I know he can hear me. I don't have him on air. If he would do that, I would be appreciative because I want to set him up perfectly. This man is about to hit you between the eyes with information you're not even going to begin to fathom unless you have your book with you. And let me tell you, not a religious show, folks. I'm sure that Devon will eventually point to other secular writings that support the book. But there's a reason I do point to it periodically, because it's about us. It's about black people in this country. It's about the true Hebrews that occupy, devoid of the knowledge that they're even Hebrew Israelites. And not to beat it to death, because right now, we're in a bad spot. Most of you don't want to even entertain the idea. Most of you are happy to go to church on Sunday, look at the white Jesus that they've put up there above the pulpit and shuck and jive all afternoon praising a white God. That's what you want to do. That's what you're comfortable doing. I'm not comfortable doing that. I did that in my youth. I don't do it now. But what I do is I acknowledge the creator of all things, who is devoid of color, I might add, and devoid of sex. If you're a spirit creature, you don't have sex, you don't have color, you're spirit. I do acknowledge that, and I also acknowledge the study that I have taken in that expresses to me our place. Devon is going to talk about not just the year that we are in, but its origins, the Jubilee year. And for those of you who observe the Jubilee year, who observe the Bible as an authority in information, along with myriads of other writings that back the Bible's play, as well as the Bible backing that writing's play. So my point is, We need to examine some of the points involved in the year we are supposedly in, a Jubilee year. And what I want to do is I want to tie in the three principles that we're trying to promote into what is expected of those that observe the Jubilee year. Or, to put it better, is I'm looking into the Jubilee year and what is expected of those who are expected to observe it. I don't tell you I'm observing the Jubilee year. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not religious. I'm just a guy. I'm the lowest of all of you. I'm the least of all of us. I guarantee it. I don't have a leg to stand on. It's one of the reasons I remain anonymous. I'm not going to be a target. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I look at folks like Devon Smith. I look at folks like Minister Fortson. I look at other folks I see on Facebook, and I'm in awe of their spiritual connection. I'm not. I'm the least of all of you. But I've done some study, and I have some observations I'm going to share with you. That's what Amos A. Nun is all about. That's what the anonymous nature of this show is about. I'm aware of some things that I may want to impart to you, just observations I've made. I'm not telling you dogmatically, do what I say or you'll die. I'm not saying that stupidity. I hate dogmatic people. You've read my posts. I hate you idiots that tell people if they don't do something, they're going to hell, and you don't know where you're going when you pass. So effectively, I've told all of you dogmatic idiots to shut the fuck up on my Facebook page. I'm sure you've heard it. But what I want to share with you are simple observances, things I've taken in, things I've read, things I seem to gravitate toward. I want to just share them with you. And one of the first things I want to tell you is we are unique, and us being in that unique position kind of dovetails with the fact that in the scripture, there talks of a people that are set apart. My observation, my study has proven to me that we are those people set apart by the Creator. Now, please don't get it twisted. I don't mean we're special. White folks, sit the hell down. I am not talking about that. It is my understanding through study that we evidently are the caretakers of this planet and every damn thing on it, including the white folks y'all seem to hate so much, some of you. I don't hate white folks. I just know who they are. That's all. Don't get it twisted. And so we have been relegated to the lowest position on the planet and still emulated by those around the earth that somehow still have a disdain for us. We are the most culturally appropriated people on the planet and not welcome in the very places they emulate and imitate us. Our flavor, our culture, our blackness. They love it, but they don't want us around. And there is a concerted effort, I believe, I see as I look at media, as I look at the news, as I look at commercials, as I look at programs, there seems to be a concerted effort to stamp out the black male. Yeah, I think that they want to breed us away. And I'm only trying to figure out the cause, the reason. I'm not tripping. Okay, I'm here. I've had children. My time is probably past. But you are having a concerted movement toward eliminating black males and effectively black people. I'm interested as why. And so as we do today's show, as I talk with Devon, as he explains the year that we're in and the requirements of those who are expected to observe this Jubilee year, maybe we can get some clarification and maybe we can get some insight as to what the hell is going on. Because if you folks don't think there's something going on, you're walking around with your fucking eyes closed. I'm here to tell you. Please don't get pissed off that I use profanity. I'm not cursing anybody. There's a difference between cursing and using profanity. If you don't like me using profanity, get the hell off my show. Because here's the deal. We've tried everything else. tried civility, we've tried marching, we've tried, but we haven't tried recessing unto ourselves. We haven't tried retreat. We haven't tried gathering. We haven't tried regrouping. You want to go back to the 50s? Let's go. I'm going to grab my fedora. I'm going to treat black people with respect. I'm going to commit to doing no harm. I'm going to commit to educating myself, and I'm going to commit to keeping out of you white folks' faces that don't want me in your faces. I'm not going nowhere. And I don't encourage any black people to leave this country. Hell no, I ain't going nowhere. I've shed blood, tears, sweat. The hell with you. My relatives are buried out here. I'm staying right here. But I do ask that you leave me the hell alone. You ain't got to shoot me. You ain't got to choke me. You ain't got to call the cops on me. You ain't got to call me the N-word. I encourage all brothers and sisters to recess from their presence because obviously they don't want you around. That's all. What? You mad? I posted a meme with Bernie Mac on it. I'm sure some of you saw it. Refresh my own memory here. I posted a meme with Bernie Mac, and I thought what it had to say was telling. I did it on Facebook, and I did it on So you're refusing to share black liberation knowledge because you don't want to offend white folks that don't give a damn about you anyway. That mindset doesn't only prove that you're mentally enslaved, it in fact makes you a damn fool. I'm not talking about leaving, I'm talking about regrouping and thinking differently. That's all I'm talking about. Call me at 563-999-3653 if you're interested in making a comment. If you don't agree with me, if you want to cuss me out, if you want to argue, if you want to debate, I'm with you. I guarantee you, you'd rather offer a Muslim a ham sandwich in the middle of Mecca. You'd rather offer a Hindu a hamburger in the middle of New Delhi than to play with me because I'm coming at you. I know what I'm talking about. I'm confident about what I'm saying, and I'm living this shit. I'm living your disdain, and you don't want me to have an attitude about black people having the cops called on them because they're in the presence of white people. You don't want me to have an attitude because white people call us if we're sitting in a restaurant, we're not ready to order, and we're waiting for somebody. You don't want me to remain pissed the fuck off about murdering black men in the backyards of their grandmother's homes as they hold a cell phone. Fuck you. I am pissed off. Any black person with half a brain would remain pissed off. What are you kidding me? If what was happening to black people happened to white people, you fuckers would uprise. Are you kidding me? Don't tell me to calm down. Don't tell me to be quiet. Don't tell me to relax. I'm done being relaxed. I'm now upset. Perpetually. Deal with it. My name's Amos A. Nunn. I'm going to have Devon Smith on the show. He's going to get into the Jubilee year, what it means. I'm going to ask him some questions. We're going to glean out this information. Why do I invoke the need to separate, to regroup? Why do I think it's important we educate our damn selves? And why do I think it's most important that we commit to doing no harm to one another as people of color in the Americas? Because that would send a clear and present message to the powers that be, the dominant society, that we are fucking done. I'm done being pushed around. I don't need to be pushed around. I can be somewhere fucking else. I don't have to be in your faces. I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to associate with you. I don't have to look you in the face. I don't have to acknowledge your existence. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is survive by my conduct in maintaining a connection spiritually with the Creator, understanding that we are not you. I don't know about you guys, but I've tapped into it. I don't hunt. I don't hunt. I don't kill things needlessly. I'm not a murderous person. I don't believe in violence. None of that. And so, to continue, I got Devon back on the line. He is now going to join in the conversation. Actually, he's going to be imparting some information. I think that's imperative. I'm going to be asking him some questions. We're going to get this done, folks. You guys, you folks. You're tuning in. You want to hear. Let's get the facts. So, Devon, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm on one this morning. I'm on one. I'm sorry. I don't know if you've been listening. I'm on one. I'm just pissed off. I'm sorry. But there is action that we can take, and there's cause for action. And I know that you talk about the Jubilee year. You've talked about it before. Explain to our listeners what the Jubilee year is, how it started, when our current Jubilee year started, and I'll just go from there after you get it going, bro. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, let's first bless the earth to come on one accord and give all praises to the Most High. Another day, a walk on top of the earth instead of being in it. All praises. With that being said, let's go on to the discussion. We're talking about the Jubilee year and what it consists of, the laws in it, and how it pertains to what we are doing today. With these three principles in our laws that we're pushing and came up with a sound conclusion to how this can benefit our people in a positive way. If examined and examined properly, discussed among our elders and our youth, so nobody be left out or understanding. We here to gather our people, not leave people out. We're not dividing. We're gathering and educating, making self aware of a lot of things. And all of these things that I'm speaking of now tie into the Jubilee year, brothers and sisters. When it began is last year. Let's say September,
yeah.
It was a practice run. When you read by the book, going by the book, not by my assumptions, but by the book, Leviticus, when you understand what you're reading in these, with the holy days, and you start putting it together the way our people understood this, and they put it together for us to comprehend it. It just takes for us to look at it in the right light. For instance, the Jubilee year consists of all the high holy days that our people are to observe during the Jubilee year. This combines all of the things that we've been practicing and preparing for all of this time. You understand what I mean by test run? Okay. In the book of Exodus and in the book of Leviticus, you find common stories about how it was a dress rehearsal before the actual Jubilee occurred. The elders went through a trial run, like a rehearsal, to practice observing certain things on certain days. And it was only to prepare our people so when the actual event came, they knew what to do. Same way our army, the police, do these drills. Same thing with the churches and all of these, organizations that have organizations to prepare themselves and enough consciousness to do so. When something big happens, there are people organized to be able to, comprehend what's going on and what to do and articulate it to people. None different with this. This is how you've been taught to read these things. But getting back to the Jubilee year, when it starts and when it ends in September, brothers and sisters. This September coming up. Oh, yeah. Wrap your brain around what I'm about to tell you right now. We had 364 days to prepare for what we're about to go through. This is my point in dressing it the way I have about the dress rehearsal. God gave us the Most High, whatever y'all want to refer him to, He gave us the instructions, the time through our ancestors and their comprehension of this knowledge. He gave us time to prepare ourselves for this moment. So them excuses people want to come up with today, trust me, the Father's not listening. He explains to us in Revelation. He marked his people and elites, the dark powers of this world, marked their people. We seeing the marks coming down now, brothers and sisters. How? You see our brothers and sisters standing up that's aware of what's the urgency to understanding these things now that we understand what our elders and our ancestors was trying to tell us to prepare for. We understand it. We're not at that point like in the days of the preachers where you had to go to the church and hear all of these things and assume that the man that's talking to you is telling you the complete truth. Now, we beyond that, brothers and sisters. Y'all know that. And I want my elders to understand that.
So let me jump in here. Let me figure this out. Let me help this along. I want to understand, again, when did the Jubilee year start last year?
In September.
Okay,
the exact date.
So September of last year, and we don't know the exact date because we're using a Gregorian calendar.
That exactly.
Certainly confused specific dates, but we have 364-day period of time. And for those that observe this type of practice, for those that are expected to observe, how does the Jubilee year and what we're supposed to be doing during the Jubilee year, how does it tie in with the three principles of the agenda that we're promoting?
Okay. Well, first of all, self-educate. I'll point that out first. What we're trying to do nowadays and right now is self-educate ourselves and our people about what we need to be understanding, how to build ourselves into a nation. We don't need scriptures to promote this. I just like to refer to it because I know a lot of people read it. So it's a lot easier to put everybody on one accord and comprehend the same thing at once. But with that being said, we don't need this book to comprehend what we're trying to push forward with our people, with intelligent mindsets and common ground knowledge. It ends the end of September, October. This Gregorian calendar, they've been adding and taking away days. It's been a lot of foolishness done in the past to, you know, confuse the Israelite people. But through study, we find the correct dates.
Okay,
with that
so,
being said.
So let me ask you this. So the Jubilee year is if for those that are expected to observe it, calls
okay.
for what we're talking about today. It calls for separating ourselves as we are, in my understanding, as far as I've read, we are a people that is supposed set apart. So that's the first step, setting yourself apart mentally, spiritually, and then educationally, understanding that there
definitely starts with the mental, brother.
And so the reason I'm trying to get this out is because an effort to further the simplicity of what we're doing, I just want people to understand that, you know, I'm not talking about joining anything. I'm not talking about
not at all,
taking an oath. I'm talking about three steps of three actions, if put in place, will, I think, change the dynamic and change the mindset of the people in this country who are, I think, victims. We're not victims. I'm not saying that we're victims. We just need to be aware of who's who and what's what.
And we can't do that without explaining the truth. People's feelings at this point can't be the first thing we think about when we try and explain certain things. We know certain people going to be offended by certain truths. But we speak in facts, people. And I really want people to understand that. We talking facts. Things that won't change and things that make common sense and logically speaking will work if our people take hold of them.
And so let me ask you this. So when you talk about what's expected of people who are expected to observe a law or a requirement. When I look at most of us throughout, you know, the United States, and most black people in the United States are pretty much happy with the way things are. I don't see them clamoring.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't see them clamoring toward self-awareness. And what's odd is the complacency with which we address happenings, the silent. I mean, you can be in an uproar on Twitter. You can be pissed off on Facebook. I mean, you can go off on social media.
Let's examine what's really happening. It's a diabolical plan in play right now. We have an educational system and a media that pushes an agenda that they feel they want people to focus on. And when we teaching, and you see brothers and sisters screaming at the top of their lungs to wake up to their other brothers and sisters, it's our time. We gotta do this. We gotta gather our people. We gotta follow these instructions. You know, we see our people docile and just comfortable, got lazy. You know, the men don't want to do nothing. They can't gather. They can't find no time to organize ourselves. We have young men out here just don't know which direction they're going in at this point, trying to find their way. And I can't blame them for half of the stuff that's going on. With that being said, it's no excuse to let it go on. No excuse. We have to take responsibility for what's happening to our people. That's my point.
Because we're just letting it. Not letting it, but I mean, we understand where we.
Oh, we're letting it happen, and we have to address these things with our elders. I think it's very important. Our elders.
When you talk about elders, who is it you're talking about, Devon?
Just the oldest generations that's walking this earth, though, our elders. We need to look at this logically, brothers and sisters. If your elders called a meeting for your family, would you go? Of course. Now, put that picture in a perspective of all of our elders at once calling a meeting to our families and organize. You see how simple this works? Our elders play a big part in us moving forward. Trust me. They want you to think it's not true. They want you to divide yourselves. We must gather our families, the old and the young. Sit them all down. We need time to be away from all of the things that people spending their time doing. And I hate to say it, and we all know it, but people want to ignore it. Money has got people so blind in what money does. Not to say people worship money. Not everybody do. But most people don't realize that they lifestyles show a different thing than what they want to believe in their minds when all of their time is spent running after money. You don't have any time to do anything else. Yes, we need to survive. Yes, by this law and the construction of this economy and the taxes and the things that structure to make this thing work in our country, yes, we have certain rules and certain laws we got to live by. But ask yourself, people, are they fair? Now, this is where scripture helps people to understand certain things that the Father is trying to free your mind from constantly following. That is not real. And all nations and all governments know these things that I'm talking about because that's who I had to study to figure them out. All nations, all governments, they go by the same policies at the end of the day. They can't violate certain things in offense to their neighbors. So, you know, it's a certain order. When King David constructed these things, because whether people know it or not today, a lot of these things that's happening came from the knowledge and what was taught and given to us through the great King David. Yes, he constructed the army. He constructed our nation, reconstructed it, because we had a nation before, but our people lost the knowledge of these things. What was going on before King David was walking this earth? Oh, there was a lot of stuff happening. But our people focused on certain parts and get stuck in them certain parts and don't open their mind to see the big picture. I'm just trying to help people through the scripture.
Hold on one second. I want to – let me – again, the purpose of and the reason for us even entertaining, you know, imparting this information – to the listeners is to give a different perspective on how we are able to view things. You know, the motive for an individual doing anything can come from several different areas. I mean, you can, you know, it's, and what we're trying to impart is there are multiple reasons for calling calling these three principles into action. One of them is that in some respect, it appears through study that the Jubilee year, the one that we're in, through, and this is according to what we understand, requires that we separate, that we educate, and that we do no harm for the purpose of preparing ourselves for the next event, the next move. Is that fair to say, Devon?
Yes, sir. And believe this or not, what we're preparing for is nothing new. Our ancestors, our elders that had the knowledge of these things like we do today, they did the same things, brothers and sisters. It's just because of these education systems and the dumbing down of our people decade to decade for, let's say, 10 decades or more. A lot of knowledge been lost, but a lot of knowledge been found. So with that being said,
you had mentioned the fact you were about to read something that supported what we're talking about, and you turned to, you had mentioned several different scriptures, but I wanted you to read some of them and just kind of let folks hear what it is.
Okay, no problem. Let's go to the King James Bible. Go to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus 25. I want to help people understand what this book is telling us and what these particular scriptures are telling us. They're explaining something to us about the laws of the government of Israel, not America, our ancient ancestors. This was a law and a covenant that was to never be broken. And this explains what we are to be doing in this time of this holy year. I will hope that people take the time to read the whole scripture. I'm just going to read the specific part I think sticks out a lot that demands our attention for us to observe certain things that's supposed to be going on in the holy year. I'm going to start in verse 8. And it reads, "And thou shalt number 7 7 of years until thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 7 of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shall thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, and the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land." Now, let me explain just them two verses. Remember what happened September, this past September, brothers and sisters? Can you recall, Brother Amos?
No. What? Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh yeah. I'm just trying to make sure people keeping up to the prophetic things that's happening before our faces that we supposed to keep locked on to understand what's to come. Okay, September 25th, I believe, or 23rd to 25th. I can't remember what day exactly. Don't quote me on that, but you can do the research yourself and find out which day it was. Anyway, we had the planets line up over Jerusalem, the prophecy that Christ explained to us that would be the rebirth of his return in our nation. Meaning, in reality, that the knowledge that we once lost, we would have gathered back to create the nation in the time frame that he explained to us. This would happen by the time that September 23rd or 24th to 25th, whichever days it is, I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, that this happened, the Day of Atonement. That's the day I'm speaking of, in case people can't follow. The Day of Atonement. We were to observe certain things. And I encourage people to read the scriptures to understand what these certain things were.
Let me jump in here. So, effectively, what you're saying is that scripture scripturally, it calls for us to do exactly what we are
trying to do. And I have lost Devon. I do not know how. But, okay. So, that kind of goes into what it is, why we promote doing certain things. There are different, again, different reasons that you may want to join in and perhaps, you know, put those principles that we're talking about to work. One of the things I want to do as I have a free moment here first, this is not a religious show. It's not my intent. And I am, as I listen to the evolving nature of what it is I'm doing, I have to always look for improvements and adjustments. And I need to let it be understood that this is not the reason that this show was put together. I'm not trying to promote any religious precept, any religious thought. I have Devon on because I want a balance of spiritual things to also be addressed, but I do intend to balance it out even more perfectly. And so, excuse me, again, folks, listen. The purpose, again, is to simply focus on what is evolving in this country, dude, we are experiencing. And it's not just coming from folks that don't look like us. It's coming from folks who do look like us. One of the reasons I impart the need to gather together, to regroup, is that it's imperative that we are prepared for whatever comes next. Right now, it's proven that we are less than prepared. And the fact of the matter is, if what is happening to us were happening to another demographic of people in this country, there would be an uproar. And that's just a fact. I mean, look at what's happened. They've taken children away from their parents at the border, and we've got demonstrations everywhere. Commonly, and I would say not true to what's in reality, something happens to one of us, we riot if it gets bad enough. And I wonder what would happen to each of the victims, each of the individuals, victims of this society. I wonder what would happen if they had simply been committed to regrouping, staying to yourself, educating themselves as to the risks of being simply out in public, and then walking around with a commitment to do no harm to folks that share his history, their history. I wonder what would happen. I wonder if there would be a different telling of the tale had maybe we had been more cohesive of a nation. Would they be so quick to do the things they do to us if we were organized, if we were unified? Maybe, maybe not, but I'm sure our response would be different. I guess the question I'm trying to answer is, what's it going to take to stop the madness? Again, I'm Amos A. Nunn. I'm the Black Fact Checker. I'm the Incognito. And I was on a roll the first portion of the show because I'm a little bit excited when I see some of the things that we have to endure. I get a little bit, I have some angst about the political climate that I'm watching develop. You know, I'm checking out Mitch McConnell. Everybody knows who he is. And I'm watching him say to his fellow senators on the Democratic side that they need to be fair in nominating this person Donald Trump has put up for Supreme Court. And then I think back to the ugliness this vile cracker displayed. That's right. I'm calling him what he is. Because what he did was when Obama wanted to appoint a chief justice, they wouldn't let it happen. What do you think? You think that was partisan line? You think that was Democrat-Republican? That wasn't Democrat-Republican. They called him a boy. They called the President of the United States a boy. During his first State of the Union address, one of these inept individuals, these shriveled up men, screamed in the hall of the Congress, "You lie. You think I want? What are you talking about, man? I mean, what? I mean, seriously. You think that I should respond? I'm just trying to figure out what my response should be. Should my response be to all that we suffer in this country? Should I smile in your face and say, hey, no problem, everything's okay. We understand. I don't fucking understand. I don't understand a damn thing. What I'd love is for us to take a different mindset, a different approach. Call me at 563-999-3653 if you want to make a comment. I've lost Devon, and I've also kind of made the adjustment in what we talk about on this show. Again, I don't want I'm not promoting this as a religious show, and I've got to take steps to kind of get back on track. This isn't that. This is a call for individuals to wake up and smell the coffee, folks. That's what this is. I'm not going to let it veer into those topics that divide. I want to more or less stay on a track that puts us collectively, cohesively gathering together, so that we are able to do the things we need to do to survive. It's my belief that we are under direct attack. I believe it's a covert operation, and I don't think it's going to take too much time before they turn to and pay attention to us. I hope I'm wrong. I'm hoping, hey, maybe it's all nothing. Maybe I'm just dreaming. Maybe I'm imagining things. Is that it? Am I imagining things? What I'm trying to focus on in this show, what I'm trying to focus on with this program, is the need for all of us to pay attention to our surroundings, to understand that there is a way that we are able to survive. And I think there may be a new strategy we might implement. And that strategy involves recessing from the dominant society mentally. In every respect, I don't believe it's healthy anymore. I really don't. And quite frankly, I think it would do us both good if we kind of took a breather. I really do. I think if we took a breather from one another, a concerted effort, maybe we would turn to and straighten up our mess. Perhaps you guys could turn to and straighten up yours, because we can't do it. I can't stop white people from disliking black people in this country, but they do. And it's becoming more and more pronounced. It's starting with immigrants, brown-skinned people, but we know the target. We know the direction you're headed in. and the direction you're headed in isn't good. It's not good for us. At least I don't think so. You're already acting out. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro, forever anonymous. Secret location, broadcasting over Blog Talk Radio, wanting folks to call in, 563-999-3653. I've determined to stick to the principles that started this endeavor in just making it a vehicle for folks to really just get your head out of your ass, take a look at what's going on around you. You know, I know that it's important we focus on spiritual things. I'm not averse to that. I just want to keep focused on what we're experiencing in reality. And what we're experiencing right now is an overt attack. And there's a mind meld going on with Trump and his supporters. And I posted it yesterday on Twitter. When white folks stand beside me and cuss out crackers and tell them to go back to where they came from, we ain't about that shit. You take that racial bullshit somewhere else. That's when I'll calm down. That's when I'll have a little faith in what's happening. But I don't see that happening. What I see is, you know, marginalization, mitigation. Let's try to understand. I think Donald Trump called them fine people. I see somebody with a Make America Great hat on, and the only thing I can see is Make America White Again. That's really what you want. And that's the reason I do this show. I do this show because there are plots afoot. I'm not being paranoid, folks. Jeez, come on. They're whittling away at the structure of this government that attempted to make it fair for us. Now they don't give a damn. They are openly corrupt. They are openly aggressive. They make no bones about their feelings regarding people of color. They don't care anymore. They don't care if you know anymore. They have people a part of white supremacist groups being elected to public office. And you folks just stand there with your mouths open, ready for your next episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta or some shit. What are you doing? Do you not look at C-SPAN? Do you not check out? They got 3 C-SPAN channels for all of us to tune into so we can watch what they're doing. And I would say a small percentage of people of color even bother looking. And it's free. They make announcements. They make releases. They explain to you that they're creating a society and a system that is certainly not going to be in your favor. And meanwhile, they, at every point in turn, if you come in the view of one of these racist pieces of shit, what they do then is they decide they're going to call the cops on you because they don't want you around them. What the fuck is going on? And you're telling me, folks, that I should just sit back and accept it. You just want me to be cool. Is that what you want me to be? The only action I'm saying, the only action I'm promoting is a recessing of us in your presence. It seems that's something you want anyway. So why not simply retreat? There's no shame in self-preservation, folks. I mean, I'm not calling for open conflict because we're going to lose. More of us than there are of them. I mean, there's less of us than there are of them. It'd kill us. And if they started to do something to us, then we'd give them the license to lock us up and quarantine us, or whatever they want to call it, put us somewhere for our own protection. So it seems the prudent move to simply say enough. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break from you, and hopefully you can get your shit straightened out. And we're going to try to get ours straightened out too. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I'm Amos Anun, the Black Fact Checker. I am going to divide my shows in two today. I'm going to stop with an hour left to broadcast. I'm going to broadcast a little later. I invite all of you to listen in. I want you to become as up to speed with this movement as possible. It's a simple movement, the agenda. It's not complicated. This ain't complicated, folks. The agenda calls for three simple things. Separate. Regroup. I'll change it to regroup if that makes you feel better. Regroup. Educate. Do no harm. We need to regroup. That makes you feel better. How about that? I'm going to be on again in about 4 hours or maybe less. I'm going to try to promote the show. I'm going to keep this show about the facts. I'm going to keep this show secular, I've determined, because it's I don't want to muddy the waters with things that I feel are not important at this particular time. What's important right now is that we turn to. The rest has to come later. I'm sure the Creator will ensure that. But right now, we just got to change three dynamics of our attitude. We got to regroup. We got to educate, and we got to do no harm to each other. We do that, and I think we're on the right path. Everything else after that comes a little bit later. I thank you for listening this morning. You'll have an afternoon show. I'm going to stick to the point of trying to get the word out, promote the agenda. I thank you for listening. I want everybody to have a wonderful day. Good morning.